The latest scandal to blight the church has come in the form of a hermit, who publicly announced that she is actually a woman who has been pretending to be a man under the name of Brother Christian Mattson. She has obviously made full use of medical interventions, which has resulted in her current appearance, in which she presents as an overweight gay man. Of course, by embracing this route, she is directly violating the teachings of the church. 1. Engaging in self-mutilation, and 2. Sterilizing her sex organs. By promoting these choices to others, she gives rise to the further sin of scandal. The Diocese of Lexington, Kentucky, used male pronouns to refer to her, and their short press release made clear that the bishop has always been aware of her true identity. The announcement by the diocese clarified, quote, "He does not seek ordination," end quote. But that doesn't answer the most obvious question. How would they respond if she did? Would that be the one and only time that they would tell this deeply troubled woman the truth, that she will always be a woman? Because it doesn't make sense that they would refuse her ordination if they really believe what they pretend to believe, that a man is the same as a butchered woman. Further, if a man were to get ordained as a priest and then transitioned, as some dioceses apparently support, would they then proclaim that they have female clergy? Or would they deny only then that the person had become a real woman? When one bends the knee to gender ideology, these probable situations become unresolvable. The real faith is built upon truth, for it is built upon Christ, so it necessitates telling this person that she is a woman now, rather than deferring to some time when it becomes a necessary business decision to do so. In all of this, there has been little regard or mention of the truth that she is owed, which is different from the lie that she wants to hear. As the secular world denies who she really is, and as she herself struggles with a very real identity crisis, it is the church who should always be willing to tell her what she needs, who should always offer the truth that she is loved for who she really is, and that she was made with purpose, that self-butchery is both unnecessary and harmful to body and soul. This woman is repeatedly referred to as a hermit in news articles, which is rather odd, given how she wanted to make an international announcement in which she spoke to numerous media outlets. A closer look reveals that our faux man, faux hermit, works in the known-to-be-secluded industry of theatre. No, really, it's the hermit who loves socialization and surrounds herself with other people. People who are disproportionately prone to sexual degeneracy, one might add. As a woman, it's a little embarrassing that the most public hermit in history is an attention-seeking female. Her actual name is Nicole Cobley Mattson. Before becoming a monk but while already pretending to be a man, she went by the name Cole Mattson. Her high school graduation picture, published on June 13, 2002, in the Daily Press of Virginia, shows her appearance before the surgeries and drugs. Her bishop, John Stowe, is easily one of the most pro-LGBT bishops in the country. He has written multiple forewords to books about being homosexual, and he loves to celebrate Pride Month. That's the month of the Sacred Heart for practicing Catholics. Nicole actually moved to the Lexington Diocese specifically because Bishop Stowe had positively responded to her letters. While, through her distorted lens, it looks like this bishop is recognizing her true nature, that's not the case at all. Instead, he is willing to pretend that she's a man, up to the point where it really matters to him. Ordination. Because when it really comes down to it, he knows, as you know, that Miss Mattson is not a man at all. Nicole converted from Presbyterianism and was featured on EWTN's The Journey Home, though that episode has since been removed from publication. No doubt they were not told of her true identity. In her interview with Religion News Service, she was quoted as saying, "You've got to deal with us because God has called us into this church." God calls people to repentance and new life in his church. People aren't called to bring their degeneracy and sin with them and then try to warp the church into a new entity. At least, they're not called by God to do that. Other spirits, perhaps. Nicole seems to be acting as an activist, which those who identify themselves under the LGBT umbrella seem unable to resist. Be reminded that supposedly, she is a hermit. Speaking to the aforementioned news agency, she said, quote, I can't stand by and let this false and, at times, culpably ignorant understanding of what it means to be transgender continue to hurt people. If I don't say anything and allow the church to continue to make decisions based on incorrect information, then I'm not serving the church." End quote. Far from a hermit seeking a reclusive existence in which to pray and serve, she's acting as an infiltrator who seeks to change the church to accept the unacceptable. She seeks the acceptance of her sin and a realignment of the church away from the truth, for it is that which she cannot bear. And, like the entire movement that she embraces, it is not enough for her to pretend to be a man. It's not even enough for others to accidentally affirm her delusion as a result of her procedures. No. People have to know that she's a woman and join her in the lie anyway. That's why she had to go public with her story. People had to know the truth and then join her in denying it. Ultimately, that's the diabolical request of these proud deviants, and they must always be refused.